No coincidence. Hypocrites always want to play innocent. Always want to take it to the...
Sugar shack smell in my hair dream. Take me there, I'll have eyes that have seen the wilds of Pennsylvania in the winter time. Do you believe me when I say I'll miss you when I'm gone? It's true, there's no use in denying. Good morning. This is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Good morning. Happy August. Crazy stuff. It's been hard to peel myself out of bed recently. Not that hard. But I hope you aren't relating to that, but anyways, I think this is, in my world, in whatever solar system I'm operating in, I feel like my summer is kind of wrapping up soon, and that's okay, but, yeah, I've also been doing a lot of future thinking, and by a lot of future thinking, I think I'm just realizing the future is there, and, it's looking at me, I'm looking at it, and we don't really understand what each other look like, because the future holds a version of me that I haven't met yet, and I'm holding a version of myself that the future only knows as my origin point or something. But excited nonetheless, trying to, on the spectrum of having, like, you know, depression to excitement, anxiety somewhere in the middle, or, you know, a lesser, more painful degree of excitement per se. So I'm trying to reframe any anxiousness I have as excitement for the future, because it's where all possibilities exist. And I don't know, when you're kind of looking at the future, and I guess from my shoes, I feel like I look and there's so much that could happen. It's kind of immobilizing because you don't really know where to step next. And yeah, I think you kind of know where to step when you have the information you need. And I'm about to start getting that information with school starting. Anyways, that's kind of where I'm at today, and I haven't been listening to as much music because I've been so wrapped up in, actually, I feel like, it's funny how change is, all we can expect in life. I listen to music all the time, and when I started this show, I was listening to music as close to 24/7 as possible, but I've really been enjoying just listening to, the world, people, the sounds of the cars as I, like, you know, bike on my bike and stuff. It's all music. So, anyways, little disorganized show today. I'm calling the episode today Peace with an exclamation point because I was reading this book at the beginning of the summer, Jailbird by Kurt Vonnegut. And the narrator protagonist, if you will, of the book would say something absurd and disorganized and chaotic, and then that would be the end of the sentence, and then they'd just write peace with an exclamation point after it. And I think it's just, there's peace in things being absurd, and the universe is change, everything's changing all the time, and peace is when you are kind of forced to reconcile with that. So, yeah, doesn't mean the anxiousness will go away, it just means that there's still peace to be found, even when it just really feels like it doesn't make sense. There's no way for things to be happening other than the way they are, I guess. Not to say that you don't have, you know, autonomy and power in your own positions, but, yeah, you're part of what's going on too. So, anyways, before I keep rambling, I'll just keep playing some songs. I have, Valoria by the Pixies next. I don't know if I played on the show. I'm starting to get to a point where I'm repeating things, so I might take a research moment in the next couple of weeks, as I have a lot going on. And anyways, there I go. I'll just play Valoria by the Pixies. Hope you enjoy it, and hope you find some peace in the song. So, anyways, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the show, and if you don't, that's also totally fine. Wishing everyone peace and a lovely day, and yeah, here is Valoria by the Pixies. You just listened to Valoria by the Pixies, Scatterbrain by Radiohead, and A Forest by The Cure. Hope you enjoyed. I don't have much to say about these songs, which I think kind of coincides with the recent insight I was given by a podcast or something. It was about the philosopher Susan Sontag, I think. But anyways, kind of talking about like the interpretation of art and, you know, like art criticism and how, I don't know, by like interpreting things through your own filter or through the filter of like artistic language, or if you're a psychologist and you're psychoanalyzing someone and then you're like explaining their life through like medicalized psychological terms, like what kind of power dynamic does this create between like you and the general public and like, you know, your words over other people's, and I don't think I carry that so much, but I think with I talk about music on the show, I suppose, and yeah, just hope to clarify that yeah, it's from a hope of it's art, right? And how I'm experiencing it from my lens is not at all the only way I expect it to be taken in. But I think I like conversations about how music sits in the body and the being. So it's a little bit of a one-sided one, but I hope it encourages you to have similar reflections about the sounds you're hearing and whatever they evoke. And yeah, just encouraging a sense of you can stand on your own and, you know, still have meaning in the same way a song can stand on its own. And maybe, you know, it has a different meaning in the context of its album. It has a different meaning if it's in the context of a playlist you're making. But yeah, it can stand on its own, and there are some things you can, you know, some facts you can know about it, but I don't know. It's kind of like just being present with what is being presented. And the thing is, you can listen to a song so many times and the meaning evolves. You can meet a person so many times and, you know, inherently they evolve as well. I don't think meaning is fixed, and I think that sometimes, like, you know, music criticism and art criticism and, you know, psychoanalysis encourage, like, you know, certainty in answers and how something, and what something means, and I think that drives us away from the unknown and not having meaning and things being everything at once and also nothing at once, mostly on the everything once. Like, they can be interpreted as anything. And also, yeah, the beauty of like unfinished art, that it doesn't really allow for the same conclusions as, like, I don't know, a finished work that's in a museum or something. Or unfinished work can be in a museum, but you know what I mean. Yeah, so I don't have too much to say about those past three songs, but I think they kind of evoke they're kind of, for me, in my experience, like a soundscape of not a, you know, oblivion inherently has nothing in it, but I think it kind of songs can remind you of different times in your life. A Forest by The Cure reminds me of my one friend who played this song so much, and I was in the car with her and she'd played this song. And Scatterbrain by Radiohead, I don't really know. I think it reminds me of multiple points in my life where I have not known what I am thinking, or, you know, I'm there, but I'm thinking of too many things at once, like the future, or trying to peel every possible outcome from the other, even though they all kind of exist together and I haven't accessed them yet or something. Yeah, so anyways, just some things I'm thinking about. I believe up next we have a Daft Punk song. It's another song that I think is good for not thinking. I think this summer I've had a great amount of time to think, and it was definitely much needed. But sometimes it's good to be busy again. I think it's when you spend a lot of time, you know, alone or learning about yourself, learning about the world and stuff, and making it make sense to you and your being, your own shoes, figuring out your own theory of the world and yourself. You can do that forever. You can learn things forever until you have this picture that makes complete sense to you. But it can't be final or perfect until you put said theory to practice. So I think I'm entering the practice era, where all the things I've been learning are to be put to, not a test, but, you know, theory testing or whatever. But maybe I should have called today that, theory testing. Anyways, yeah. I have, my friend showed me this song around this time last year, before I was going abroad, and very, very special playlist that all the songs kind of remind me of, like, a time where I just couldn't believe my eyes. So, to send me back a little bit and hopefully show you something new, I have Veritas Quo by Daft Punk. I'm going to figure out what that translates to during the song. But anyways, enjoy. I'll be back in 5 or so. Thank you. Hi, little PSA moment. I am suggesting, this one looks new. I haven't seen it in the book. Got a big book just to let you in on the secret of, how we read our PSAs. But anyways, this is me encouraging you to, go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today, NiMH batteries can last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger doesn't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than go to the store and buy new ones anyway? This has been a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Cool. So I hope you enjoyed Veritas Quo. I think maybe this is common knowledge, and I'm a little out of the loop, but I think it just means, you know, to what end are you doing this? When does it stop? But sort of energy. But I like the song. It finishes, but it's like unfinished. And there's no words to interpret, which is normally what I reach for. Maybe I should start reaching for, you know, how things bend and turn in music, but I don't really have the theory background to, discuss that. But, you know, you don't need theory to understand these things in a deep sense, maybe, but you know, that's just another language thing. Also thinking about how language is a barrier, like between our thoughts, kind of, and you know, obviously there's the barrier of, like, you know, literal language barriers. I can't talk to someone because we don't speak the same language, but there's also a barrier within ourselves, like all of our thoughts, like, cannot just be channeled into writing, or there's inherent nuance that is not able to be funneled into the hundreds of thousands of words we have. I don't know if we have that many words. Definitely not. Definitely. I don't know. I literally don't know. But I think music is special and art is special because it kind of occupies a space that allows for more gaps to be filled, because you put more of your being into the work and stuff. And it's multiple senses are involved in the experience. And I think, yeah, cool stuff. So I've been listening to a lot of Radiohead, as maybe you've listened to the show before. There's a lot of Radiohead lore, and I'm, you know, trying not to analyze so much my music taste. I used to, like, you know, look at all of it, and it was very rock heavy. It's like, what does this mean? And I've decided it meant that I'm harboring anger, but that meaning can evolve. It can just mean that it's, I don't know. Music isn't really a... I feel like for a while it also like helped quiet some parts of me or gave them an outlet. But at the same time, you know, they were... I don't know. The meaning's evolving. But it's still one of the biggest, if not biggest, source of understanding in life and that I have found. Anyways, maybe talking too much once again. My apologies. Actually, thank you for bearing with me and listening. But I heard this song yesterday when I was studying. It's called Atoms for Peace. And it made me, you know, sometimes I listen to a song and it's like, I need to make a playlist. And it was one of those songs. And do I remember what I'm going to have to listen to it again before I'm able to really say anything about what it meant to me? But I think I like Radiohead so much, and like Thom Yorke and stuff. He's not exactly like classically trained, but he still really is very musical and is able to make things. And like, you know, you can trace a discography through time and see change and evolution and vulnerability and all the things I encourage everyone to endure in the human experience. So I guess we'll listen to Atoms for Peace. I might have a word or two to say. I have a Sweet Trip song after that, if you were wondering. But yeah, more tunes on the way. Thank you for listening still. Hope you're having a lovely morning. And here is Atoms for Peace by Thom Yorke.
So many allies, so many allies, so fear. you try not, it'll be comfortable . Take a step to the side, warm shower to relax your muscles. Not much effort, but a quick fix to ease your mind. It's only starting, falling, tripping over myself. Leaving my shoes untied, being the purpose of my own. Either way, I stay the same. I never change. Old habits die too hard, so I hold on to them for the rest of my life. Sandbags I keep tied to my ankles, weighing me down, but comforting at the same time. You are the iris in my eye. Habits die too hard, so I'll hold on to them for the rest of my life. The sandbags I keep tied to my ankles, weighing me down, but comforting at the same time. You are the iris in my eye. You are the iris in my eye. You.
Alright, so that was Atoms for Peace by Thom Yorke, No Words to Be Found by Sweet Trip, and The Gaping Mouth by Lower Town. I don't know if anyone out there has seen SpongeBob or any of the episodes in which they are brought to a liminal space, or I remember Squidward got transported to like some dimension and like he was just in a white room. Like maybe like the blank piece of paper where his creation began, something like about Squidward in that moment projected he wasn't sure he was supposed to be there, but he had no choice other than to find a way out or something. Anyways, Atoms for Peace kind of reminds me of that same like blankness, but also like closing your eyes and then there are little like blobs of color that come up. So somewhere in between that. But I don't know. I like that song a lot. I feel like it sits nicely in my being, and I'm excited. I definitely listen to songs like, I listen to one song a lot and then can't listen to it anymore for weeks on end, and then I circle back in a month or so. Anyways, The Gaping Mouth, I also put on a playlist around this time last year when I was going on my big adventure, and I've been trying to, you know, break down this playlist I made and how it sort of mapped onto the events of my adventure, but The Gaping Mouth, and it just goes, "You are the iris of my eye," over and over again. Meaning is to come, but also no meaning is necessary. And yeah, it talks about being stupid in 15, thinking I know who I am, creating pointless everythings, no responsibility, simple mania of either way. Anyways, yeah, I feel like it kind of maps on in that, like, you know, when you get to, yeah, plucking yourself out of one context and placing yourself in a completely new space, you see all the ways that you have learned to survive, which is cool stuff. anyways, getting to the end of the show, no meaning needed, and I hope you have enjoyed the songs today. And I'm wishing a lot of peace out there to all. And yeah, I think I didn't want to analyze too much today. I kind of just wanted to listen. And yeah, like I said, I think it's been a summer of theory, and it's time to practice, and but I think theory in that analogy, or like theory, is like really listening to music critically, and then practice is just kind of listening to music and letting it wash over you, and I'm just kind of letting it wash over me today. And I think that's all there is to do sometimes, just let the moment wash over you. No need to process it in the moment, just be in it. Much is ahead, much is behind as well, but anyways, I'll play us out with the band, if you will. I have a song called Ocean. I feel like I might have played it on the show before, but I think it'll send me into the rest of my day. So yeah, this has been Nat. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and gonna play us out with Lush, and the song is called Ocean. So thanks so much for listening. Wishing you a beautiful day in whatever way a day can be beautiful for you. So thanks so much, and I hope you enjoy Ocean by Lush.